This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. A 16-year-old Tennessee boy is in critical condition today after being attacked by a shark off the Florida coast yesterday. That attack follows another in Florida over the weekend in which a 14-year-old girl died despite a surfer's attempts to save her. The surfer pulled the girl from bloody water and fended off the shark with his fists. Well, that got the explainer team at our partner, Slate.com, wondering, how do sharks find their prey? And can they really smell blood in the water? Here's Slate's Andy Bowers.
Yes, sharks do have a very keen sense of smell, and blood happens to be a very attractive odor. They can sniff out even a tiny amount diluted in a large body of water. Sharks also use sight and hearing to detect their prey. A splashing sound might attract them, as would the sight of a flailing animal. In particular, hungry sharks like to hear low-frequency, irregular sounds, like those made by a struggling fish. They also look for flickering shapes, like a fish's glinting scales. That's why shark experts recommend against wearing shiny jewelry while swimming in the ocean. When a shark gets very close to potential prey, it can utilize yet another sense, electroreception. Electroreceptive organs sit inside little pores on the shark's snout. Living things submerged in salty seawater produce a faint electrical field that the shark can feel at short distances, allowing it to find creatures that bury themselves in the seafloor. Sharks can even detect the muscle contractions of potential prey, because those also produce little surges of electrical activity. And here's a bonus explainer. The surfer who tried to save this weekend's shark attack victim says he defended himself by punching the shark with his bare fist. Is that a good idea? Shark attack experts suggest punching a shark only as a last resort. Rapid retreat tends to be a better plan, but sharks do have a high concentration of sensory receptors in the face or snout, so punching an attacker there can stun it and give you enough time to escape.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor, and that explainer was compiled by Daniel Engber.